is KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagChute portion. This being Wednesday night, the RagChute portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the RagChute, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Let's see if we have any brand new ham operators that would like to check in. If you don't know the protocol, just go ahead and call Net Control or KI4DOS or whatever you'd like to say, and we'll walk you through it. If we have any brand new operators out there this evening so far, but we'll go through the pre-check-in function of the repeater. I got quite a group of those folks tonight. Starting off with W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred up here in Traveler's Rest, and his sweet bride, N4IEI, that's Miss Isla. They're both in Traveler's Rest. And W4MKH, Mr. Marshall, he's down in Jacksonville, Florida. And KJ4UHF, Mr. Jack, he's in Greenville. And KI4LZI, Mr. Andy, he's up at Table Rock. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew down in Simpsonville. And K1CJW, Mr. Roland over in Pickens. And WG4MC, that's Mr. Matt, he's in Western Greenville County. And KW4TS, that's Mr. Jim down in Pelzer. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat, he's down in Malden. And KA5WLL, that's Mr. Leroy, he's over at Taylor's. And N4DJC, that's Mr. Jerry, he's in Anderson. And KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy, and her husband Mark, W2MJB, they're down in Simpsonville. And KG4WNP, that's Mr. Landon, he's down in over in Dacusville. And KF4RVH, Mr. JD over in Greenville. And K4ROW, Mr. Richard, he's also in Greenville. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. Appreciate all those folks. Great list of folks on the pre-check-in tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you if you're listening. Do appreciate you being with us and helping us keep our numbers up. I got an EchoLink station up now. Let's try EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS.
I've got an EchoLink station up. I heard my call, and that's all I heard. Just key up and just continue on. You don't have to let off to transmit on the EchoLink. Just go ahead and get you checked in over here.
Echo DOS, this is KO4WLR on EchoLink.
This KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net would like to say good evening, KO4WLR. Mr. James up there on EchoLink tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. Come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you each and every night. Different net controller starting at 9 p.m. But you're welcome anytime you can make it. We do appreciate you coming in with us tonight. That's all the EchoLink stations, and that's all the pre-check-in. So I guess we'll go to the RF section now, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
BON, please check in and out.
Kilo Golf 4 Papa Foxtrot, India. Name's Don. Check in my wife, Linda. Kilo Golf Lima, Quebec. And we're still down here in the big old town, Piedmont. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
QOS. Street police checking. Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel. My name is Fred, mobile in Piedmont tonight. 7-3 you, Gary, Miss Joy, and all the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
Hello. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Zulu. My name is Chandler, and I'll be negative and negative. QGH is Bakersville.
DOS. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Name is Chad, QTH is Campobello. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa. Her name is Anna, QTH is also Campobello. And congratulations, KO4, Whiskey Zulu, on getting your ticket. You did a good job.
KO4DOS. And Gary, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
DOS. Kevin, please check in. Oscar, India, Mike, Walter, looks like Bullet and Inman. I'll be negative and negative, but I'll be listening for swap hit.
Recheck, be right back to you. Let me recognize these. This KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to my big old tall buddy, Mr. Don, KG4PFI, and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ, Miss Linda. They're over in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Don. Tell Linda we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KO4NNH, Mr. Fred, he's mobile down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. You be careful out there on the mobile. Don't you work too hard, and have a good evening. And KO4WWZ, Mr. Chandler, over Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chandler. Sounding good there, young man. Congratulations. And KO4NUE, Mr. Chad, and his sweet bride, KO4RYP. That's Miss Anna. They're up at Campobello. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Chad. Tell Miss Anna we said hello. And let me back up here. I can't read my own writing. KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello, and tell Rick I said to quit tickling you. I'd love to hear you giggle on the radio a little bit there, Lorena. I'm just picking at Rick. Y'all have a good evening. I'd also like to say good evening to K4OIM, Mr. Walt. He's all the way up there at Lake Bowen in Inman. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Walt. I hope you're doing well. I had a recheck in there. Recheck, go ahead there, sir.
This is KO4WWZ. It's Chandler. I'll be doing swap net, but I'm not going to be listening because when I get out here, I'm going to have to jump in the bed so I can go personally. I just wanted to let you know I'm looking here at Kingwood TNV71A. And also, thank you about it. Mr. Walt, I was listening a couple of weeks ago, and I heard your conversation about your cancer on the tongue. Just wanted to know I've been praying for you, sir. And I hope everything's going well. I'm glad to hear you tonight.
Alrighty, Chandler. I have, you're not going to be here for the swap net, but I'll put you down that you are looking for a Kenwood TMV-71A. Is that correct?
Sure.
All right. righty, buddy. How can the folks get in touch with you if they've got one? On the radio or a telephone number, email address? How would you like folks to get in touch with you?
Call me or text me at 864-616-1310. And if you can't reach me there, just call Chad. He'll get to me.
I got your phone, right? It's 864-616-1310, correct? I'll put that on the list, and hopefully if somebody's got a TMV-71A that they would like to park with, they'll get in touch with you. But thanks for doing that, and if you need to secure it there, young man, you go ahead and secure it at your leisure if you can't stay around with us too long. But I do appreciate you checking in with us tonight, and again, congratulations. Continuing with roll call now in the Mike through Papa group, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in Kiel Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Sinsfield, KO4PXP.
Yeah, control, please check in. KO4PWQ, this is Jimmy down in Edmonton. Kilo Oscar 4, Victor Winston, Quebec. Copy negative and negative. 4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd. He's down in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lloyd. And KO4VWQ, can I get your name and location? This is Jimmy down in Anderson. This is KO4VWQ, and I'll be negative and negative. We appreciate that. Hope you have a great evening tonight. You take care. Let's try Echo Link Stations again. Echo Link Stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. That Echo Link Station wants to check in with me on Echo Link or not. Echo Link Stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in Kilo November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, Stephen Inman. And I'll be negative, negative. How you doing, Gary?
And I would like to say good evening to KN4VWA, Mr. Steve up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. Hope you're doing well. Tell Miss Sue we said hello. All righty, we'll go back to the alphabet now. We'll move up to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Gary, Chris here. Please check in KO4QLG, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lehman Golf. I'll be in and out tonight.
Oh, check in AA4QS, Saul and Nicole. N4DME, Paul,
he's just
cold.
Negative, negative, hell of a man. 4DOS, please check in Kilo Echo 6, Tango Charlie Golf, Harry of the Wilds and Sailors.
Echo 6 station, give me the the suffix of your call again. I don't know what I got written down. I can't hardly read it myself. Give it to me, that and your name again, sir.
Echo 6, Tango Charlie Golf, Harry, somewhere around Taylor's.
I apologize for that. I use a mechanical pencil. That's nobody's fault but my own. And my pencil point broke, and by the time I clicked the end of it, I got so far behind I didn't know if I was coming, going, or done being. But we got you in the log, KX6TCG. Mr. Harry over there around Taylor's tonight. Appreciate you being with us. Also like to say good evening to other brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris, KO4QLG over at Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you're doing well. And AA4QS, Mr. Donald. and he brings along N4DME, Mr. Paul. Paul is Donald's son. They're down there in Tocoa. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Donald. Tell Paul we said hello. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Going up to the uniform through Zulu group, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
David and Whitman. I'll be in and out tonight. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
For DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on the net.
DOS. Net, please check in. N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane in Cleveland. No traffic, no table.
Please check in Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Mike, Scott, Greenville, negative, negative. Also my bride, Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Delta, and my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4, India, Lima, India, both named Mary. Thanks for calling in tonight.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KE4ZHF. Mr. Keith up there in Columbus. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. Hope you're doing well. And KI4VLW, that's Mr. Randy. And his sweet bride, KJ4CRL, Miss Linda. They're up there in Nashville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Randy. Tell Linda we said hello. And KC4YLC, Mr. David, down there in Whitmire. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. And K4XB, Mr. Tommy. He's down there in southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. And LK, Mr. Shane. He's up there in Cleveland. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. And KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott. And his sweet bride, K4ACD, that's Miss Mary. And their daughter, K04ILI, Miss Mary. All over in Greenville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Scott. Tell Mary and Mary we said hello. Additional stations, uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. KN4VVY, Allen, mobile in Simpsonville, no traffic, no comments. Good evening, Gary.
KN4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KN4VDY, Mr. Allen, mobile down there around Simpsonville tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Allen. You be careful out there on the mobile. I got an EchoLink station up now. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hey, Gary, if you will, check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, dear, to yourself and all who are on the net. Do be sure and check me and Gary on. No traffic, no queue, but do be sure and tell me so that we say hello. KA4PQA.
That's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KA4PQA. That's my buddy Stephen down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello, and I'll relay your message to Joy. Hope y'all are doing well. Going back to the alphabet, let's go up to the front of the alphabet, A through D, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS,
check in Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. No traffic, but I'd be in for Rack Chew, and also would like to congratulate Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Zulu, Chandler. Good job.
SKI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to W4DJW, Mr. Dave over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. And KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt. He's over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kurt. I'll be back to you for some rates. You were just a little while. Appreciate you being with us. And hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hello, India 4, Delta Tango Yankee, KI4DTY. This is Daniel and Taylor's. Good to hear you tonight, Gary.
For DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to you and everybody on the net.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KI4DTY, Mr. Daniel over at Taylor's. Daniel, I wish you'd get that noise off your radio. Anyway, I knew it was you when you keyed up. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you're doing well. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Hope you're doing well. And folks, I messed up. I went right by my number 50 tonight. And Mr. Kurt, KM4BLH over in Greenville, won the door prize tonight. Kurt, you were number 50 in my log. Appreciate you being with us, and like I said, I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little while. And Daniel, I hope you know I'm just pulling your chain a little bit. There ain't nothing wrong with your radio. It's sounding good. All righty, let's move on with the alphabet to the Echo Through Hotel group, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Gary, everyone on the net, this is November 4, Hotel Charlie, and for HHC, Warren and Taylor's negative and negative tonight.
KI4DOS, sorry Gary, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, Patrick in Penrose, and I will be in and out tonight, Gary. Thank you.
4DOS. Please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, and I will be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to N4HHC, Mr. Warren over at Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Warren. Hope you're doing well. And KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick up there in Penrose. Patrick, I'm about as tongue-tied as you are tonight. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you're doing well. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Echo Through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. On up to the India through Lima group, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative now, and say it's 73s for each one of you.
DOS. Hope you and Miss Joy are well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher. Good evening to Joy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comments.
For DOS.
In Whiskey
Whiskey 4, Juliet, Foxtrot Kilo, W4JFK, Chris over here in Chester, and I'll be in and out in 7-3 or 5.
DOS. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comments. 7-3.
5-4, DOS. Item is short. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Maria, Bravo, Quebec. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. You make our home and clear. Market, check out. Another one, I'm going to pick up. 7.
K4 DOS and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO, Mr. James, up there at top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid, he's a little further north up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. And W4 John Fitzgerald Kennedy, W4JFK, Mr. Chris, he's down there in Central. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. And KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan, he's up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. And K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. She's sitting in the other room watching TV tonight. She was getting her equine therapy. She was watching a program about the horses and how they came to be on this continent. Do we have any other check-ins? India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS, please check in. Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie, Juan in Greenville. No traffic, no comment, just listen. 73.
I'd like to say good evening to my buddy Juan, WA4KC, Mr. Juan over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Juan. Tell Carolina and the rest of the family we said hello. We'll open it up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Net control. In Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're at Land Was. And we're negative and negative. Good evening.
I4DOS. Check in KF4KYI. Kilo Foxtrot 4. Kilo Yankee India. This is Tom in Greenville. No traffic and no comments.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W4WOZ, Mr. Rod, over at the Land of Was. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rod. Hope you're doing well there, young man. And KF4KYI, Mr. Tom, he's over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tom. Hope you're doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Like we got most everybody for the time being, this is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Already have one gentleman add something to the swap net tonight. Do we have anyone else with anything they would like to add to the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item we got up on the swap net book tonight is for sale. Fella has a 2-meter and a 6-meter module for a Yaesu FT767GX. He would like $50 for both of these modules. You plug these modules in at 767GX, and it'll do 2 meters and 6 meters, as well as HF. Does anyone need any fields?
sale. It's a Kenwood TS2000 with an MX72 duplexer. He has the KRS programming software and a cable to key in a Meritron ALS600 amplifier to go with this thing. He would like $800 for it. Does anyone need any fees? Next item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS570DG. He would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS820S. He would like $225 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Next item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS820S with an external VFO. It's got the internal VFO and then the external VFO, and he would like $325 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Up is for sale. It's a Heathkit SB200. That's an HF amplifier. He would like $350 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Next item up is for sale. It's an MFJ267. That's a dry dummy load. He would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Pause right here to see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Check-in Whiskey November 4 Sierra. Chris and Lyman. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all the net.
KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to WN4S. Mr. Chris up there in Lyman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you're doing well. This is KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item up on the swap net book is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS2000B. This 2000 does not have any controls on the front cover. You can control it by your computer, or it does come with a control head that you can control it with, and they would like $750 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Item up is for sale. It's a Tentec Jupiter. They would like $595 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Item up is for sale. It's a Tentec Triton 4. That's the digital model. It's a model 544. It would like $438 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Item up is for sale. It's a Tentec Omni 6 Plus. It would like $350 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? The next item up is for sale. It's a recent HYS TC978. That's an SDR transceiver. It would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood D700A. That's a dual band 2-meter 440 mobile transceiver. It would like $390 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Next item we got on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT736R. That's a 2-meter 440 all-mode base station. Has a built-in power supply. He would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? That's going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight. Appreciate all of you fine folks stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. Those that put items on, we'll run those for a few weeks. When you find these items or sell the items, if you don't mind, let me know. That way I can keep my book straight on this end. Do we have additional check-ins before we start the rag chew? Call KI4DOS. Don't have anybody else right now, so we'll go see who's first on the rag chew list. And that would be Mr. Kurt, KM4BLH over there in Greenville. Kurt, what have you been up to today there, young man?
Not a whole lot, Gary. Last week you told me Don't be scared of the microphone, so I figured I'd have to rag to you when you let you know that I ain't scared of it. Ain't a whole lot to talk about, but I was on the HF rig today, though. I made a few contacts, and I did make one on the extra class frequency there. That was the first there for that this week, and that's probably pretty much what I've been doing. And it was great to get to meet you last Saturday, too, and got to meet a whole lot of people up there at the Red Cross. I enjoyed being up there. I sure did. It was actually a whole lot better after when you told me that I only missed four and I passed the test. So that was awesome there, Gary. Shoot. That's about all I got.
You know what, Kurt? It was my pleasure to meet you there, young man. It really was. That's one of the reasons I like helping out with the VE sessions. You get to meet all these nice folks, and you don't always remember them, but you were one that was kind of hard to forget. You've got such an outgoing personality, and you're not afraid to talk to people and just enjoy yourself. But glad you were able to get on the extra class portion of the bands and make a couple of contacts there. That's always exciting. I know a few folks that have been called down for transmitting out of band. You know, that hear somebody down there on a good DX station and they throw their call out and actually make the contact. And then somebody comes back in there and says, that was not legal. You're not supposed to be down here. But I think most of us have done that at some point in time there, Kurt. And I'm telling on myself, I did that when I was a general. And the guys weren't ugly to me or anything, but they did let me know I was out of band, which I did appreciate. And then I looked over there at my band plan and my band chart, looked at where I was at on the radio. So don't have to worry about that now.
I got this new radio back in December is when I got it. It's right about Thanksgiving when I ordered it. And it's got that scope on it, all the little, it's a DX10 Yaesu. And I seen that scope. I seen this big signal on there, and I stuck my finger up there, and it had me down there. I got tuned in on it, and guy was calling CQ from Puerto Rico, and I made the contact. And then when I went to go put him in my logbook, he was 2:30. And I was like, oh, no. And then when I was a technician, that was a big contest, and then I found my way up to 28:530. And I was like, okay, if they say something to me, I'll tell them that I'm legally blind in both my eyes. I'm sorry. But I was not paying attention. I've done it. And there's other times that, you get on that borderline, like on 40 meter, like 7.175 or any of them. And there's somebody there, calling CQ, and I'm like, no, I can't do that. But I can now. So that's good. And shoot, yeah. I enjoy the hobby. I sure do. And it is good to get to put the, when up there, get to put the faces with the voices. Ain't no doubt. But I just let you know I ain't scared of this microphone, Gary. But I'm going to send it back to you. KI4 DOS, back to you. Net control, KM4 BLH.
Alrighty, Kurt. Well, I do appreciate you hanging in there and talking with us a little bit tonight. I don't know if you ever heard KE4VXC, Mr. Chet. I guess he still calls the 6600 net up there on Mount Mitchell on Saturday nights. Don't know that for a fact because I haven't been on there in a long time. But I met old Chet up at a ham fest up there at Shelby one time. And he said, I heard you check into the net or talk to anybody. I said, well,
don't know where you're, which one you're calling. And he finally told me, and he said, I'll tell you one thing. He said, do not be afraid of that microphone. Don't have Mike fright. It won't bite you. He said, all you got to do is push that button. He said, if it does bite you, he said, call me. I'll come down there and find out what's wrong with your radio.
Something else. That's funny. He does. I've checked into that net a few times, and he's still in there. He is. And he's a good one too, man. He's got like the good radio voice for it too. And that repeater, man, it's just amazing the coverage that Mount Mitchell repeater has.
Really is. I mean, it's this is 6,600 feet up there, and that's pretty high, you know. And you can go line of sight a long ways with that, but. I enjoy those folks up there on that machine every once in a while. I hadn't been up there in a long time. Had a real close friend, KF4 Zulu, Charlie, Mr. Mike. He's passed away now. Him and Chet used to get into a contest up there on the 6,600 net. And, they'd make a wager, and whoever lost would have to do something stupid up there at the Shelby Hamfest.
Funny. That is funny, ain't no doubt. And what did I win?
Prize. You got bragging rights for a week.
Doggone. We'll take them bragging rights for a whole week, ain't no doubt. All right, I'm going to get out of here, Gary. Enjoy talking to you. And let's kind of let this thing get on. And it's getting close to my bedtime, so... get up early and do it all over again. But, I sure did enjoy it last Saturday there. Sure did. And, I'll try to do this a little more often. I won't be scared. I'll pick this thing up and talk into it. All right, Gary, KI4DOS, back to you.
Again, I do appreciate you hanging in there and talking with us a little bit this evening. Enjoyed it. We look forward to doing it again, and one of these days I'm going to slide over to your place, and we'll go out and sit in the yard and drink a glass of tea or something. But I'll come visit you soon in the not-too-distant future. I'll put it that way. But you take care, and I'll talk to you a little bit later. Enjoy it, Kurt. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. If you will, please check in. Whiskey X-ray 4, that's Alpha Tango, WX4DAT. Dang, I'm over here, you guys, on you. Real late. Just got done with our simplex net. And, same thing to y'all.
4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WX4DAT, Mr. Danny, up there in Gastonia, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Danny, making a good trip up to the repeater from Gastonia. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Call on one more, because he didn't say he was going to stay around, but I'm going to call on him anyway, see if he's still by. KO4NUE, Mr. Chad over in Campobello. Chad, you still around? He's not. Well, sure, Kurt was the only rag you I had tonight, folks. Love to get two more check-ins, get a good round number on the list tonight. If I missed anyone for comments, or is there anyone else who would like to make a comment or any other check-ins, call KI4DOS. Guess I won't get to 70 tonight. Got to 68, but I'd love to get two more check-ins, just to have a good round number. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. WD8RON Whiskey Delta 8. Romeo Oscar November. Brevard, the name is Ed.
I say good evening to WD8RON. Mr. Ed up there in Brevard. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ed. Hope you're doing well. What have you been up to there, young man?
Relatively quiet day, doing some stuff around the house for the last hour, monitoring the net and trying to get something on the computer to set up, trying to print checks out using an iMac, and it does not cooperate.
I tell you what, I hate it when a machine decides it's smarter than I am. And it won't do what I want it to do, but if you put it in there right, it does it real quick. But it makes me feel kind of a, well, I got me a book. It says Computers for Dummies. I'll get it out in a minute. Don't even know the name of the book. Computers for Dummies. And I work on a mainframe there, Ed, but I have a hard time programming them silly things.
The directions, and the directions don't work because the part that's supposed to come up doesn't come up.
That's always terrible, especially when you read the directions and try to follow them and they still don't work.
It's kind of frustrating. I finally determined a background noise that I'm having. I have the computer speakers turned on, and they hum when I transmit, so I'm having to turn those off to quiet things down.
That's aggravating when you have something like that and you have to track it down. And it doesn't do it all the time, you know, if it doesn't do it while you're receiving, but you start transmitting and all of a sudden it's there. That gets frustrating to me sometimes. You know, if something's going to break, I want it to go ahead and break. I can fix it after it breaks. But if it's intermittent, you know, that makes it really challenging. And, well, I had one friend of mine. He's passed away now. He said, I can tell you how to solve that intermittent problem. He said, how's that? He said, tune it up and run it wide open. He said, sooner or later, you're going to get smoke, and you'll know what's bad.
To find it, I've always heard that when you buy a new piece of electronics, turn it on, leave it on for at least 30 days, because if it's going to break, that's probably when it's going to break.
No, Ed, that's probably pretty good advice.
Wondered about the transmitter here that I'm using. It's an Elenco DR-135. I've had it a couple months now. Fairly happy with it. I've begun to figure out how to work the buttons. And, of course, with all the noise, I wasn't sure what was going on, but finally located that. Now, it does get hot, but I've got a fan on it to keep it cooler.
There's a lot of folks think I'm kind of funny. I've got a fan on mine here on my ham station to blow across the back of all the radios. And I got another one down on the power supplies. And they said, what you got them fans for? I said, well, these things get warm when you get in here and get talking on them. I said, now, I don't talk on but one at a time normally. I said, but, yeah, I don't want it to burn up or anything while I'm talking on it or, you know, give me problems the next time. So I've got fans as well, and I'm a big fan of fans, if you can say that. I'm for putting those fans up to help keep the equipment cool. That's what those cooling fins are on the back of the radios and the stuff for, is to help keep those electronic components a little cooler. And if it got a little air blowing across them, it cools them down real nice.
Power up on it, I was using the middle power of about 20 watts, now I'm using 50. Because we ran a simplex test, and I was amazed I could talk to a couple of stations where I didn't think I could. I got to talk to one in Inman, which was surprising to me. But I'm wondering whether I should just leave this turned on or turn it off every night.
Well, Ed, I would say you could probably turn it off at night if you'd like. My power supplies stay on all the time. I turn them on and I don't ever turn them off. Now, if the power goes off, that's a different story. Everything in the house goes off then. But as long as we got power coming in, the power supplies stay on. But I turn the radios off every night. I don't ever unhook any of the antennas or anything like that. But I do turn them off and, you know, if they've got a fan on them, you know, like this one I'm talking on now is a Kenwood 2000, and the internal fan is running right now because I've been talking on it so long and keeping it warmed up.
But I'll wait till that fan cuts off. You know, it's on a little timer and when the our temperature sensor. And once it gets down to a certain level, it'll cut back off. And then when it warms back up, it'll turn back on. But when it quits running, I'll turn the radio off, and then I'll just leave it that way. But I guess you could turn yours off, you know, turn it off at night. I wouldn't see why not.
What I've been doing lately, I was leaving it running. Like I said, I like to leave stuff on for a while when I first get something. If it's going to break, I figured that's when it's going to break. I turned on my power supply this morning, and the light on the switch didn't come on, but the power supply provides the power, so I guess it's just a switch, something that I'll have to look at about changing.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, with WD8RON, Mr. Ed up there at Bavard. I keep some of those lighted switches on hand. Ed, I've got several different power supplies, and when you turn them on, you know, I like to see the little light there in the switch to make that just makes it easy. You can look at it at a glance and know if it's turned on or turned off or whatnot. But those things do go out occasionally, and so I've got to where I well, we, the way parts are now, they're getting hard to come by because there's not part stores around like they used to be, so you have to order everything. And instead of trying to order one, I'll order a pack of five or something of that nature. That way I got a few extras.
That's a good idea, although I shouldn't really be complaining. This thing is about 30 years old.
Gracious, I tell you what, it's been a good one. I'd hang on to that one.
Used it quite a while, then pulled it out when I started setting up my site again, but it's still been doing pretty good. It's an Astron RS-20 Alpha, so I assume it puts out 20 watts the best I can figure.
Probably a 20 amp power supply. I've got I've got an RS 20A, and I've got an RS, looks like it's an RS 30A, and I've got two of those, all sitting here warming my feet up. In the summertime, it feels real good when the air conditioner's running, but right now, it's pretty warm in the house, so I don't really need the extra heat. But, heavy Astron linear power supplies, they seem to hang in there real well.
WD8RON. I've got a small one, but I don't think it had enough kick for this particular radio, so I'm going to use that for it. I've got a small CB that's also very old, but it's got 40 channels on it, upper and lower sideband. So once I get the station set up, I think I'll hook that one up also.
You can hook up several radios to one power supply. I had one guy ask me, he says, well, how do you do that? I said, well, you don't talk on but one at a time. And I said, if you've got two of them plugged into the one power supply, you can let one be on receive and talk on the other one, and it's still, if the amperage is high enough, it's not going to affect anything. And I said, if you've got a you know, for a figure, say a 20-amp power supply, and your radio pulls 15 amps on transmit, you can still run two radios off of it.
I may do that also. I've also got a little gadget called Kilowatt, which measures the amount of power being used. So for the last month or so since I've been using it, it looks like it's used about $1.50 worth of electricity.
Well, I tell you what, Ed, I'm gonna have to find out where you got one of those. Got that at? So I wouldn't mind having one of those up there to see how much these things are increasing my power bill. I'm not gonna worry about it because I'm gonna keep my radios and my power supplies and everything. But it would be nice to know if I cut all those off, you know, how much I would save on a power bill in a month's time.
This is Kill. A watt, and then EZ, and that's the trademark. And then it's got a P3 on it. You plug in, like I've got the power supply plugged into a receptacle on the little gadget, and then I plug the gadget into my power strip. It's about 6 inches high, 2 inches wide, and inch and a half deep. And you can program it to do a bunch of different things. You probably can find it online for a kilowatt, and that's so far been doing pretty good.